Remember those tax rebates? The more than $100 billion set aside as part of the economic stimulus package to help jumpstart the economy? Well, those rebates, up to $600 for individuals, $1,200 for couples, will start landing in taxpayers' bank accounts this week for those who signed up for electronic deposit. Paper checks will start going out on May 9th. So where's that money likely to end up? Mark Zandi is chief economist for MoodysEconomy.com. And Mark, there have been a number of surveys of consumers on this. What do people say?
Well, one-third say they're going to save it. One-third say they're going to pay down debt. And one-third say they're going to spend it. I think everyone's well-intentioned. They know they should save or pay down that credit card. But at the end of the day, I think most people will go out and spend it. Based on our experience from the 2001 tax rebate, two-thirds of the money was spent over 6 months. I think that's probably what we'll get with this tax rebate.
So even if people's intentions is to sock it away, it's going to end up being spent.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they get mixed signals. Economists tell them to save, save, save. And in the longer run, that's exactly what they should do for themselves and for the economy. But at the moment, economists are saying spend, 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 because we need as much consumer spending power out there right now as we could possibly get this economy moving again.
If people are saving or erasing debt with these rebate checks, it's good for personal finance. Is it also good for the economy?
Well, if you ask a financial advisor, they'll probably tell you to pay down that credit card and to save it. But if you ask Congress, the administration, any economist, they'll probably hope that the consumer will go out and spend the money. The idea here is to try to get money out into the economy to stimulate the economy, because certainly it needs all the help it can get.
For those people who do say they're going to spend their rebate, are there clues to how they're going to spend it?
Well, one thing we know, they're going to spend their money on is gasoline, which is going up in price. Nationwide, the gallon is going for about $3.60. It's headed towards $4 by Memorial Day. So unfortunately, some of the rebate is certainly going to go to paying for gasoline. That's not much of a boost, and that's unfortunate. But I think people will spend it on groceries. They'll spend it on daycare. They'll spend it, if they've got a dental problem that they've put off, they'll spend it on that, repairing the car. I think they'll use it for lots of different things.
If they're spending it on groceries, they're not going to get as much there either, with prices going up so high.
Yeah, unfortunately. And that really is mitigating the benefit of the stimulus for the economy. It's these higher prices for everything from filling your gasoline tank to buying a loaf of bread. It's just not going to go as far as policymakers had hoped when they put this together a few months ago.
What difference does it make if I say, use my $1,200, if I had it, to buy a $1,200 appliance, or if I bought $1,200 worth of clothes, or if I just spent all of it on gasoline and groceries? Why does it matter?
Well, the idea is to get the money out there to people in our economy who are producing things. I mean, if you spend all the money on gasoline, a fair amount of that is going to go over to the Middle East, big oil companies. It's really not going to generate a lot of jobs and income and for people who are working here in the United States. If you take that money and you pay for daycare, for example, you're paying that person that money. They're going to go out and spend it. It's going to help them get by. So it adds a bigger boost to the economy. If you spend it on groceries, that's kind of mixed. Certainly, we grow a lot of the things that we consume here in this country. We're going to employ the people who move the agricultural products to store shelves and people in the grocery store. So that would be helpful as well. But any kind of service that we spend our money on, I think that will provide the biggest boost.
In the end, Mark, do you think these rebate checks will make much of a difference? If the goal was stimulate the economy in the short term, will they work?
I think they'll be helpful. I mean, this is a tough time for many people. Gasoline bills are rising. Grocery bills are rising. So it does take the edge off. It doesn't solve our problems. Fundamentally, the problems lie in our housing market, and this does nothing to solve that. And I don't know that this is going to be enough to tide even those people who are really hard-pressed over for very long. So we may need to see another stimulus package come through later in the year. So the answer is it helps, but it's not enough.
Well, Mark Zandi, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Zandi is chief economist for MoodysEconomy.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.